Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. We'll head back to your calls in about 15, 20 minutes' time. But after 2 o'clock, by the way, tennis coming your way thanks to the Kia all-electric EV6 GT supercar, a pinnacle of engineering, the Kia EV6 GT, the most powerful Kia ever crafted. Two men's semi-finals today and tonight, you'll hear on SEN. And we're at the tennis now because Steel Sidebottom has been invited to the tennis as a guest of Emirates, the major sponsor, one of the major sponsors of the Pies, and he's been good enough to head down to the commentary box and have a chat to me. Welcome to you, Steel. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Dwayne. It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
How's married life? You got married over the summer, not long after the season finishing?
Yes. Got married at the end of October. Things haven't changed too much, to be honest. A little bit of a hole in the pocket after the wedding, but married life has been great so far.
And what have you done over the summer? Did you get away? Did you take your mind away from footy for a little while?
Yeah, so obviously got a little girl, Matilda, now, who's just over 2. So after the wedding, we just went up to Byron for a couple of weeks. Didn't head overseas or anything like that, sort of. Kept it local. Alicia still had to work as well, so she doesn't have the luxury of us footballers are getting all that time off. So, we enjoyed a couple of weeks after the wedding up at Byron, and really loved that.
Did you play tennis? You're at the tennis as a guest of Emirates today?
Yes, I am. I'm a bit blown away, to be honest. I haven't been in here before, and I was expecting just to come to the tennis, but I'm being very well looked after by Emirates today, who's obviously a major sponsor of our footy club as well. So me and my wife, Alicia, got here probably half an hour ago and we're just about to eat lunch before the tennis. So, we've been looked after very well.
I won't hold you up too much, but year 2, Craig McRae played this attacking, brave, daring footy last year. Has there been much tinkering with your game style in the early meetings you've had for this year?
Only little ones, Dwayne, I think. We want to be, known as that exciting sort of fast-forward footy team. So we'll try and continue to play that way. There'll be certainly some tweaks in our game plan, no doubt, like every other team will, but nothing major, I don't think, at the moment. We've sort of hit the ground running and, can't wait for the start of the season already, really.
So a couple of little changes, maybe by necessity. You have been watching the development of Mason Cox as a centre-half forward for a while. You lose Brodie Grundy, much publicised, but Darcy Cameron's been doing a good job in the ruck. Is it looking like the Mason Cox experiment will be the thing that you hope to continue bear fruit in 2023?
Yeah, well, I think there's no doubt he's going to have to spend some time in the ruck, like the back half of last year when Brodie wasn't available. But, I think him and Darcy sort of build a good little partnership. When one was in the ruck, one was up forward, and we've added some forward stocks and some defence. So I guess the people that we've brought in over the break, it's going to make spots tough to come by, which is a nice place for any footy club to be in. So Coxie will have a role to play, probably similar to what he did last year, but he'll definitely spend some time in the ruck, I would have thought.
And the evolution of Nick Dacos, where's his next spot? Where do you think he'll play the majority of his career?
Wherever he wanted, really. He's a star. He's been doing a little bit of midfield stuff, half back, but I just think he's someone that want the ball in his hands. He very rarely makes mistakes and he's never flustered. So I guess wherever he settles, he'll be great wherever it is.
So his body's still relatively young, but do you see him as a centre square starter at some stage?
Yeah, I think no doubt. I just think he, some guys have it. They just run to the right spots. He's put on like plenty of size, even just over the break we've had this year. So, yeah, whether it's this year or next year, he'll definitely spend time in the middle. And, yeah, I think he just reads the footy so well. And as I mentioned, you just want the ball in those kind of guys' hands.
You've had an amazing career, Steele. You're a premiership player, All-Australian, two-time BNF. You'll play your 300th game this year. It's 300 games at one club. It's been, I mean, do you look back at all, or is that, you're 32 years of age. I suppose the question I'm asking you is, you've been on under the microscope all your life. You're at the biggest club in Australia, arguably, but you still sound fresh, as if you're enjoying it just as much as ever.
Yeah, you're correct. I love playing footy. You know, sometimes I don't enjoy all the stuff that comes with it, but, you know, to be able to, as you said, play for the, you know, the best club in the land, you know, I definitely do pinch myself. I don't have a lot going on outside of footy, so I'll keep trying to play for as long as I can. But, yeah, the footy club is a great place for young guys like myself to be able to just go there and be themselves. And, yeah, in terms of my body, I feel pretty good. There's no doubt that, you know, I feel the little niggles a little bit more than probably what I did 5 years ago. But, yeah, I still feel like I've got a little bit of run left in my legs. And whether that be, you know, 2 more years, 3 more years, who knows. But, yeah, I'll be playing for as long as I can. And, yeah, I love the job I have.
So is that the ability you've got now with modern science, you know, physio, doctor advice, that as a 32-year-old, and Pendle's a 35, so on that measure, you've still got 3 years left, yeah, that you can actually extend careers these days?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the people in charge of, you know, like the head of footy and head of fitness, all that kind of stuff, it's, you know, guys aren't just thrown out to every session anymore. Like, you know, there's times where, you know, they might pull you out of a session, or, you know, going forward for me, there might even be times where I miss a game or two. So, I think the people that are in charge of, you know, players these days have got so much knowledge, and there's so much sort of research that goes into everything that, yeah, I think there's definitely guys are going to be able to extend their careers, and, yeah, hopefully I can be one of those.
And you play in front of big crowds every week as well, Steele, so the adrenaline rush, I mean, you're not going to get it post-career like you get it with Collingwood. It must be so exciting to know every time you, well, this year you play Geelong round one MCG Friday night. I mean, you're playing the premiers, the reigning premiers. There'll probably be 90-odd thousand there for that. It must be a genuine excitement factor every time you put your boots on.
It is. It's amazing. And, you know, we were lucky during that COVID period to be able to play footy, but to have no crowds there, you know, it's given me a bigger appreciation of how lucky, you know, we are to play in front of those big crowds. And, you know, the season we had last year with all those close wins, you know, fans just get behind you and sort of ride the wave with you. So hopefully those waves keep getting bigger and stronger, and maybe we have, you know, more of those wins, hopefully not as close, with quite a few more goals would be nice. But yeah, I'm definitely in, you know, such a fortunate position playing footy in the AFL, and definitely for Collingwood.
And you're not a social media beast. You're not sort of, I presume you're not on social media all the time. Maybe look at your Instagram, you know, you post occasionally, obviously. But the bad as a trade-off, there is so much good. You believe that the occasional time where you do get maybe disturbed in a restaurant or whatever is a trade-off you're happy to give?
Well, I think it's how it is. That's how sort of the world runs these days. And if, I mean, ideally, it doesn't happen. But, you know, there's some people out there that sort of, you know, want names for themselves by doing things that probably aren't the right thing to do. But, yeah, I guess it's just making smart decisions and trying not to put yourself in too many of those positions, really.
Captaincy, it's a big talking point. Do you want to weigh in? Who gets it?
I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, I've been asked a few times. Yeah, as you would know, there's clearly a few guys that, that could get it. We've had our sort of voting process, so I'll presume in the next sort of couple of weeks that'll get announced. So, you know, it's an exciting period for the footy club. You know, we sort of haven't had to vote on a captain for a long time now. I think it was almost, you know, after Maxi, Pendle's, you know, was almost given it as he should have been. So, it's an exciting time for somebody else to step up and lead the footy club and, sort of make it their own, really.
So how was the voting done? Did you vote like a 2, 3, and 1 as to who you wanted it? Did you vote a group of guys that you thought it should come from? How were you asked?
Yeah, so it was just you sort of had your votes and there's, different kind of criterias that that are sort of in as to be voted on. And, you've got a few votes for each of those and you put your guy who you think's the strongest in those areas up the top. And I suppose as all votes, they get tallied. And the guy at the top, I think obviously it's got to get, checked off by the board and all those kinds of things. But, it'll be interesting. Sorry to see who gets it because, as I said, there's a few guys that I think can definitely lead the footy club.
And I know you won't tell me who you voted for, so let me ask you a different question. Do you see Collingwood as a one captain kind of club?
I don't think so. I think it could be either really. I'm not pro one or two really as co-captain, so. If the call was to have co-captains, then, that would sit fine with me.
And you've obviously been a leader for a long, long period of time, so whoever gets it, I mean, to have greats around you, Pendles is still playing, you're still there, so, I mean, whoever gets it, it's a position, but it's a position where you still need guys with that level head around everybody to be able to make the right choices on and off the field on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think that's the great thing about Pendle's sort of giving the captaincy up now is that, he's still going to be around the footy club. So I guess Pendle's role as well going forward is to sort of help mentor the next person or next persons that that get the job. So, whoever gets the job, it's obviously the captain's got the title, but, the leadership group and everyone under will be there to, play a role for everyone.
You're heading down to Tassie, are you, to play your pre-season game?
Yes, I think, I don't know what date it is, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we're playing Tassie. Playing Tassie, not yet, maybe in a few years. We're playing Hawks over in Tassie, yeah.
And how's your own summer going? So you'll have an internal hit out, obviously, and before you have that one community game as well against the Hawks?
Yeah, so we spent the first half of this week down in Lawn on a little camp, just sort of get out of Melbourne and break things up a little bit. That was really enjoyable. A few of us older guys were lucky enough not to have to be back full time until after Christmas. So, it was nice sort of just to be able to come in a couple of times a week before Christmas and just sort of ease our way back into it. But everyone's all in now and looking forward to start playing against some opposition, I suppose.
Did you get up to BT's house on the hill?
We didn't know, but BT was around. I did see Brian up there. We didn't have the luxury of going to his house. I've seen it a few times on social media, but, didn't get the invite.
Yeah, his shed's the size of a small suburb, so if you get a chance to get up there, have a look. Steele, I'd better let you go for lunch. Great to have a chat to you. Congratulations on the career that you've put together. So much love on the text for you. And playing for one club, 300 games. It's undersold sometimes. It must feel great to you.
Yeah, it does. And I was lucky enough to receive life membership to the footy club earlier this year. So, that was, a huge honour for me. And, it's probably something that, once I'm finished my career, I'll be able to have a look at and, just realise how fortunate and how lucky I was to land at Collingwood all those years ago.
Hey, I had a question from a caller, so I better ask you this. Have you got a couple of young kids or new guys that might break into your team early this season that have been impressing you on the track?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've all been good. I think the young guy, Joe Richards, that we got from Wangaratta, I think he's about 22 or 23, little small forward. I think, he's come in and sort of, had a mark on the group already. So he's one that... I don't want to put the pressure on him, but potentially we'll play some senior footy this year.
He mentioned Joe Richards, the caller, so you'll please him because that was the name he was hoping you'd say. Hey, great to have you, Steele. I'll let you get away for lunch. I really appreciate you joining me. It makes my show better having great people like you on it. So thanks to you and thanks to Emirates as well for allowing you to come down and have some time with me.
No worries, Dwayne. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Steel Sidebottom joining us from the bunker at the Australian Open. And the bunker is there thanks to Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6 GT supercar, a pinnacle of engineering. Kia EV6 GT, the most powerful Kia ever crafted. Luke Fleming's also going to join us from the bunker to give us a preview. And the quiz is still to come as well. The last fan standing quiz, thanks to Macca's. So plenty still to come on Dwayne's World.